Boilu. You're up to the chesed base in the bottom of the page. Boilu, we have a question. We said that if you're behind the kainim, you're not included in the birchas kainim. If you're in front of, even though you're blocked by a divider, you're not. The brachas do carry over to you. What about if you're on the sides? Toshma, come in here. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Niskavin Lahazaz Lefonov, you intended to spray the blood before you. He's a lachaydav. You spent the bread to make chattas before you, and instead it went behind you. There were when the make chattas and paradumi you spray it on people who are tummy. You also spray it on vessels that are tummy. So you intended to spray on the vessel that are in front of you, and instead it went to the vessel that were behind you. Or lacharav, you intended to spray those that were behind you. He's a lefanav, and instead it went before you. Has also psula. It is possible. It is possible. Why? Because you didn't have the right intention. Rashi, he's a lot top of the page. He's a la'achav. Avsham ha'yakelim. There are also vessels there. Hatzrich and hazor that are required to be sprayed on. Hazor also psula. The be'inan kavona letara. You need the right intention to purify it. Yirchsi, he's a hatoyed ala tomei. That the toyed like a person in the coin sprays it on the tomei. Shehe miskavonly had to have intention. What about lefona v'hizal's dodi? And you had intention to throw before you. And instead, you sprayed on the sides. What about if you wanted to do in front of you, and instead of, you didn't go behind, but went onto the sides, but the sides that were in front of you, not the sides that were behind you, the sides that were in front of you, it's kosher. Rashi, Allah's dodin shebefonov, dodin, the side, sheyesh bimenu lahalon, that were in front of you and further. Veloitz dodin sheyesh bimenu lahalon, not those sides that were behind you. Same thing, those who are standing on the sides of the koyin and armors, b'chlal brochets. Anyone standing in front of the koyin, even though they're on the sides, they're including the brochet, like in front. But those people standing behind the koyin, even on the sides, afa pisha einan acharein mamish, not a mamish directly behind the koyin, is kila achar, like behind, and it doesn't work. So you want to write we can learn some divinity about Sefer Torah. Kivan shenivtach Sefer Torah. The moment they open the Sefer Torah to Nazamachlek is a shenim. Does it mean literally open a Sefer Torah, or it means the moment they start reading the Sefer Torah? Also, the Sapa, you're not allowed to talk. Afilu b'dvar halacha, even in learning shenemar, says a posse that Ezra opened the Sefer Torah for the people to read. It says kepischai. And we're reading now, it's a ukepischai. When he opened it, when he started reading, amdu kol ha-ka'am, they all stood. Now, stood does not mean they stood physically. Ve'inamid al-shtika, stood means they stopped talking. Shenema, how do you know that means they stopped talking? Because v'achalti, I waited. Ki lo yidaberu, they shouldn't talk. Ki amdu, because they stopped talking. Lo anu, oy, they no longer answered anything. In other words, we're not talking about physically standing. So api halacha, you don't have to really stand by Sefer Torah when you're reading. It means over here, stop talking. Some people have a minute to stand by Sefer Torah. We don't have to. Rashi, ukeposchoy kshehischel. So Rashi teaches kposchoy. When do you have to stop talking? While the Torah is on the bima, you're allowed to talk. It's only when they read that you're not allowed to talk. Amdu shosku, they stop talking. Teis already asked in Gemara Brocha, we had Rav Sheshes, used to turn around and learn while the Sefer Torah was being read. And he used to say, I'm doing my thing and they're doing their thing. How does that work? So some say, the taste is there, that if you turn your face around, you're allowed to do whatever you want. It's only when you're facing the Torah you're not allowed to, which is a pretty big chiddush. Taisa here answers because Rav Sheshes was blind. And because he was blind, he was putter from the Sefer Torah, because the whole idea is that he had to read from inside. He couldn't read from inside, he could only read from outside. Because therefore he never had the mitzvah. He never had the mitzvah, therefore for him it wasn't an avera to talk. Yeah. Others say because by him terusim nasi, he learned the whole day, so he was positive from the misses anyway. Second one, Amr called koyin any koyin shalay notul yadav, any koyin didn't wash his hands. Leisa's kapa, a koyin must wash his hands before he duchen. So remember, it says so uyadechem koydish, first prepare your hands and make it holy, then baruchat Hashem bless the Eibishnit. Machlekes are showing him here. Rashi learns shalay notul yadav lifnei alois the duchen. Rashi holds right before the duchen they have to wash their hands, which is what we do today. The Rambam holds no. It's enough if you wash your hands in the morning and you make sure you didn't come tummy, you don't have to wash again. Okay, says you want to write. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sha'alu Talmid of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemaya was a kohen. Then once the students asked him, "But meharach the yamim? Why were you zeiche? What chus did you have that you lived such a long life?" Amalani said, "In my lifetime, lo yasisi beis haknesses kapandri. I never used the shul as a shortcut to get to somewhere else." Lo pasati aroche am kodesh. Know that everybody just sit down on the floor, and if you came late to a shir, you would have to walk over people, and therefore it's like you're walking on top of people's heads. I never came late to a shir. And the third thing is, v'lo nosati kapai v'lo brocha. I never duchen without a brocha. My mevorach, what bracha did they make? Amar Rav Zeda, Amar Rav Chizda, Asher kedushanu b'kedushasei shel Aaron. He made us holy with the kedusha of Aaron. V'tzivonu, and he instructed us levorach es Am Yisrael be'ava, to bench the Eden with love. Rashi. B'amer achd yamim ezes chus biyad chasherach yam. What chus do you have that you are meidach yamim? Kepandir lekatzed darka. Use a shortcut to shorten his road. Ever basically through a shul. Lechon is bepesach. Say he'd never use a shul to walk in through one door. The lots is connected. Walk out the other door. The losh kepandir. Mefarsh brachas ademakifna adore. While I would, instead of walking around the house, I ayul baha, I walk through here. Achani makif soviv hashuras alalu. Why should I walk all around? Halchon is bezev ekatzed darka. I walk through this door and shorten my road. Vidori shooters bottom, rows of houses. The next thing was what Pasati Aroshi Amakajan, walk over above the head. So Yeshi Talmidim Beis HaMedrash Al Gabi Kaka, the students sitting in the Beis HaMedrash on the ground. Amahalach Beineim, and people used to walk between them, Kishahin Yeshi, when they were sitting on the ground. Nichnez Leishim Mekayim, if you come late and you want to go to your place, Marchiv Psios of Balkoch, you have to widen your strides against your will. Veloshin Mefaseo. Widen your steps. When neither, it looks like kibbutzay arashay. Walk over the heads. Levichatzor lahakdim or yeshiv lebim b'chutz. You have to do it early or sit on the outside. Too late. When the satik kapi levarish a koyin ha'yuz a koyin without a bracha. Bracha the mefarish was l'mayim v'rabu. So say what bracha exactly it was. Says the gemara ki okar kare when the koyin leaves his place and he's walking to the front to duchen. My ama, what bracha does he say to himself? He rotsim lefanecha Hashem alakeinu shdei bracha zuchet tivison levarish am chizol. Hashem, I asked you that this bracha you gave me to bench the Eden with lo yehibah. Michel over oven, it shouldn't have any stumbling blocks or any sins. V'chima hadar apim mitzibura, when he turns his face away from the tzibur, my omar, when he finishes his bracha, first he faces the oren, then he turns around by the bracha and he faces the people. Then when he finishes duchening, they turn around back to the oren and wait till the chazan finishes sim shalom. So when he turns around the face again from the people to the oren, my omar, what does he say then? Adabre Rav Chizra Avukar, Rav Chizra led Rav Avukar, Vedorash Nidashin, Ribbono Shelam, Osinu Mashi Gezartel, and we did what you wanted. I say, Iman, do with us what you told us to do. Rashi, V'chimahadir Ape Mitzibur, when you turn your face around, Kishagoyim Bechoysa, when you conclude your brachas, Marzim Ponav Letzalateva, you turn your face back to the Oren Kodesh, Achi Yigma Shlich Tzibra Avor, Zami Soba Shalom. So the Chazah finished the Chazah shots. Next page, Mashi Tachthonu, what you guaranteed us. Hashkifim in my kachcha, look from your holy dwelling, minashmayim from the heaven, and bench the people. Rashi, top of the page, at mashiv tachtonu, shetaskim al yedenu, agree with our chesiv, ani avorchem. You says that you'll agree with our brachas. Second Ravaita, Amar Rav Chizda says, Ein ha-koyanim rashoyim, loch kitshe, as by saying, the koyanim are not permitted. Because the way they stand, they open up their hands, and lift, remember before they lift it to their shoulders, they're not allowed to undo the hands, achi yachzru peneim, and that's it. So when they turn around back to the Aron Kodesh, that's when they undo their hands. They release their hands. So it says Rashi, lochayv kishreis, then to close the fists, shepoishtin etzbeisem, they open up the hands, kishem avarchim, when they bench us. Well, acha shegomru, when they finish, soigrin egler shalahem, they close their fists, kishab any other. Like anybody else, kishari etzbeim hachloi, the joint, shekoifin poishtim, that they open and close. Omer Abzeid Rav Chizda Ein Hakoyin Rav Shoylikas Koyinim. Abzeid said the reader is not allowed to read Koyinim Ach Yichla Amen Mipatzibur. The reader is not allowed to say Koyinim until the Amen finishes from the entire community. Ein Hakoyin Rav Shoylikas Lahask. In other words, they have to wait till everybody says Amen before they before all the people finish, because everybody has to hear what's going on. Until the reader stops reading. And the community is not allowed to answer Amen. They're not allowed to answer Amen until the bracha finishes from the mouth of the koinim. Every pasuk there's an Amen, they have to wait till everybody finishes Amen.
because we want everyone to concentrate. It's not enough that most people want everyone. Rashi ain't a koyde shliach tzibur the chazan shekoyde koynim she yachzir the pnei levarid that the koynim should turn around. Amen. And shall bichas hayda. So everyone finishes. Amen. Dibur koynim with koynim. Something more vital. Amen. Rav Chizayda. Rav Chizda ain't a koynim. Rav Shmuel harzir pnei levarid the koynim are allowed to turn around after the bracha from the community. At she yachzir shliach tzibur sim shalom. The way to the chazan starts sim shalom. The ain on the rashoyin laker aglein levelelich. Then I'll let go back to the seats. At she yigmo shliach tzibur sim shalom. It's exactly what everything going does today. Rashi laker aglein min haducher from the platform. El oimdin kfufin lifnatev. They stand there bent over in front of the Aron Kodesh. Yesh luman mekan. From this whole gemara we can learn out. Say the nesiyas hakapayim kachu. This is the order of ben of duchen. Oiker ragla ba voide by retzay the kainim move from their place. Bimekaimer from his place. Ubo lifnatev. They come to the Aron Kodesh. Umis Paul, the first thing to do is they say Yehiratzen Shetei Brocha, like they said before, the Brocha should be fulfilled. Kidlil Umayder Boy concludes Achet Tichlo Amen Shel Hoidom Beitzibur, and they wait until they finish the Amen. Everyone answers Amen after V'cholachayim V'shliach Tzibur Koyde Koyinim. Then the Chazan says Koyinim Im Shnaimem. The only time you say Koyinim is about two people. There's one. You don't say Koyinim. You don't say anything. V'im Yochidu, and if there's one, Einu Koyde, you don't say anything. V'umach Zepanov Me'elav. He turns around on his own, Kedabaya. There's only one person, you don't call Kainim, he just knows to turn around when the Chazan finishes the Brocha of Kelai Dois. Ukishakola Dibur Mepi Kaide. And when the reader stops reading, Mevorech Hashem Kedishanu. That's when they, after he says Kainim, I'm Kishak Gomer, that's when he starts saying the Brocha. The Achakach Maschilim Brocha, they start the Brocha. Kishakola Amen Acher Mepi Atzibur, when the last Amen is finished in the community. Hey, Marzin and Pneim, the Koyfen Geshem. And after, when they finish Amen, that's when they pick the raise the hands up. The Koyfen Geshem Imroitzim, the Talus Tiber Maschir, the Shleif Tiber Maschir Sim Shalom. After they finish all the brachas, after all the amens, that's when they close the fist, they turn around, and they wait for the chazan to say Shem Shalom. Koinim Mispalim, during that time, they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asinu Ma Shegezartelani, we did what you wanted. Umarichin Bo, they add a few more words, Ad Shetich Lebracha Pishol Tzibur, until the chazan finishes Shem Shalom. Ba'oikrin Raglaim, that's when they leave their position, Ba'oikrin, they go back. Ad Sheyichle, okay, back to Gemara. So that's all about Bichas Koinim. The same thing applies to Kriza Teide. You're not allowed to answer Amen until the Baal Koide finishes his Brocha. That's when you answer Amen. And the reader should not read the Teide until the Tzibur finishes saying their Amen. And I'm a targum, and I'll show you the haskell. But targum, the targum would say, would translate each pasuk of the Torah. The times of Ezra to know what's going on, he does not start translating at Sheyich le pasuk beKoyde till beKoyde finishes the entire reading of the pasuk. Then I Koyde show the haskell of pasuk Achen. The Koyde cannot start the next pasuk at Sheyich le targum be a targum until the targum would finish from the targum. Why do we so, are we so pedantic and so careful that one guy has to totally finish when this guy starts? Because he cannot hear two voices at the same time. Even though sometimes we do say you can hear two voices at the same time if you really like it, that's if they're saying the same thing. Here, one guy is saying Amen, another guy is saying a pasuk. It's not the same thing, then it's confusing. If someone does have Taida in Novi, since have Taida was a takana made after they were abolished, and I'll read the Taida, so they read have Taida in its place. And then after, when we were able to read the Taida, we left the have Taida in its place as well. So whoever, but I mean, we're heading more Megillah, that we also want them to read the Taida to make it Choshev. Ein hamafter rashoi lahafter benavi. When do you begin to start benavi? Acha yigolul sefer Torah until this gilula. What this gilula? So good, Rashi. When should you start of Torah? Acha tigol sefer Torah b'mat pechosav until according to Rashi when they put the mantle on. Kadesh leyegolim trudim milishma of Torah, because otherwise if they're still in the middle of putting on the sefer Torah, they can't hear the half Torah. Mipia mafter from the one who says mafter. Other rashoi means to learn actually pshat means just to gilula. As soon as you tie the sefer Torah, even though you didn't put the mantle, you can already start your half Torah. Ba'omer Abtanchum, Amr Shuba Levi, Ein Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan is not allowed to lahafshit etzat teva, but Tzibur teva normally means an Aron Kodesh. Here teva means the bima. You're not allowed to strip the teva in the minyan, but they cover Tzibur, because you're delaying. The people have to wait. What do you mean? Rashi lahafshi that teva b'tzibur. Kol zman shehatzibur basically has along in the minyans and shul. So yedakum. Rashi is a very interesting thing. For security reasons, they never kept the sefer Torah inside the shul. So they would bring it from a house to the shul, read it, and then take it back to the house. That's what they did. So, and they used to decorate the bimur, the nice little cover, and so on. So he's saying it calls man shahatzibur basic nesses, as long as the community is in the shul. So your darkum there, your custom is to be lahavi sefer Torah mebayis acher. They would bring the Torah from another house, from Mishtama boy, that they used to use, put it there for security, basically Knesset to the shul. Upersin begodim noyim sovi vateva. They put these nice clothes, not only nice things, not only on top of the bima, but around it as well. Umenichin oise betoicha. Ukjayitzim shom venoiklin, when they leave, they take the Torah, lahilicha lebeis haMishtama boy, bring it back to the house. Lo yafshitu ha begodim minateva mipne atzibur. Don't remove it from the teva because it's, when, because it's what's wrong. What's wrong is because you're going to stop the davening for a minute, take it off. Because what you're going to do is all of these begodim you also kept in the other room. So everybody, you're going to wait for the sefer Torah to take it off, and everybody has to wait. Nobody's allowed to leave the shul while the sefer Torah is there. And you're satircha de tzibura. We are very concerned about the covet of the tzibur, and not to bother them. Bring the sefer Torah to your house. Umeinicha and put it away. And the people are not allowed to leave before the sefer Torah leaves, leave afterwards. Then they have to take the clothes, take the covers off, and bring it there. Says you want to it's not dignified that you should leave the shul before the sefer Torah. Says Gemara, it's not so clear cut. Shmuel disagrees. He says, "Ad sheyetze." Now, why that you are allowed to leave? What does that mean? When you're ready to leave, if there's two entrances to the shul, then you are mefedish allowed to leave before the sefer Torah leaves because you're walking out the other entrance. However, there's no other exit, there's only exit or entrance to the shul. The sefer Torah should be the first one to leave before you, says Rashi. We're talking about Achi Yetzes. As soon as you start walking, you can, the sefer Torah is starting to walk, you can leave already. Once the sefer Torah has been taken out to start walking, you shouldn't walk out of the shul. But once the sefer Torah is being ready to be taken out, if there's another engine, you can leave very straight away. You don't have to wait till the sefer Torah walks out. If there's only one exit, it's only appropriate that sefer Torah should be the first to leave. Is that right that you should leave before sefer Torah? But there's another entrance, not a problem. Said that Barahina Asberli, that Barahina was a great Talmud Chacham, once explained to me. It said, how do I know? It says in Pasuk, Achre Hashem Elokechem Telechu. You should follow the Eibishter, not the Eibishter should follow you. In other words, you shouldn't have you walking out first of the shul and through the same door as Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah should walk out first. Achre Hashem Telechu, Bizman Shakoini, Mevorchin, Barahina Asbrili, Chacham Sheshmoi Barahina. There was a Chacham, his name was Barahina. Asbrili explained to me, Havineini Tamishadov, he explained to me why Takia you should leave after the Sefer Torah. He brought a pasuk. Then the Gemara continues back to the Gemara. The line before that. Bizman Shakoinim, Mevorchim, when the Koinim bench. The people, what do they say? What do the people say? Why the kind of benching is on my name? What do the people say? We still have to say thank you to the Kohen. How do we say that? Amar Rabzeid Abchizde. Rabzeid said in Abchizde, Baruch Hu Hashem Malacha, the Eibush Shebench. His messengers, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav, the Eibush Shebench, Gibay Dekech. Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav, the Eibush Shebench, all those who, his messengers and some Mishorsav who serve him, Oisei Detzayna, you do his command. Baruch Hashem, Kol Ma'asav, B'chol Mekaymes Meshalte. Abish Bench, all of those things, and all over Baruch Hanafshi is Hashem. So we're thanking the Kohenim for what they do. Everyone already asked why we say, you know, Yeshekeach Kohen. They're doing a mitzvah, why are you saying Yeshekeach Kohen? And one of the answers given is, because there's no mitzvah to do about Ahava. The mitzvah is the bench. So the Ahava part is what we give Yeshekeach Kohen. But Rashi, Ha'om Mahem, Aimim Shiyirim, Mazbiri Ponim, they should appear as if they're appreciated. Umaydim lefun of Balbechayzav, actually thanking you for the brachas, Laharashayin, to show that they're happy. Why the three psukim? One is malacha, and one is tzvav, and so on and so forth. The mesharzav is to show because the three psukim in bichas kainim. That's what the relationship between this and that. Then we continue. B'mesofer the Shabbat, they used to do duchen twice by shachris by musa. B'mesofer Shabbat shunasiyas kapayim chadash. This was. Nesias kapayim she'ena b'chol. Rashi. B'shu nesias kapayim chodesh she'ena b'chol. During the weekdays, they're duchen every morning by Shmonesa, but on Shabbos you do it twice. Shmonesa, you have shachris and musaf. Tzadich lechadish es divriyam. You have to renew it. So ma'hein oimrim. What would the people say? You can't use a normal standard thing. That's by shachris. What would they say? Thank you to. How would they say thank you to them to the kohenim? Amar Abbas said they would say shir ha'mailis. It's a shir ha'mailis. Hine borachus Hashem kol avdei Hashem. And well, they said, Benj Abishter, all those servants of Hashem, the Kainim. So then Kaidish, they would lift their hands of Baruchos Hashem. These are the Kainim, they should lift their hands and bench us. Baruch Hashem Mitzion, we're benching the Abishter. Mitzion, Shech Hashem Haluka. So, and we, these are the two brachas that we say. Why are you throwing in another pasuk altogether in that same pedig which says Shir HaMaalos over there? Why don't you say Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion? In there it says also Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion. Why do you have to throw in another pasuk in the next pedig? Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion. So we answer the Chesiba Hunyan in that very same kapitel. Amar Yehuda Breid of Shem Pazim Betoyish Hitzchel Bebechais of Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you started in the brachas of the Eibishter. We finish with the brachas of the Eibishter. Not that Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion, that the Eibishter should bench us. So therefore, we finish with that. Rashi, Musaf Baruch Hashem Mitzion. Ainah ba'isin mitzvah. It's not in the same capital. Behind the kapodich, when Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion, the chesid bahu inyan, the same minion. B'minchasa the tainisa my amri by a tainis. So we have shachris and musaf. What about mincha? What would they say then? By tainis they would duchen again by mincha. Normally, mincha they would never do, but on every tainis they would. So, what do we do then? We actually had a machlekes in Gemara tainis if they did duchen by. Why don't we duchen by mincha? Because they after lunch everyone needs to get shikar. So there's a machlekes by a tainis. So some say by tainis nobody gets shikar, you don't eat. And others say loy pluk, people mix up. By tainis you're going to duchen. You're going to duchen every mincha. So this Gemara goes according to opinion and says that you do duchen. Okay? By a tainis mincha. That's what this Gemara, but even though we don't do that. Yeah. We don't pass away. What would you say then? Rabbi Achav said, "Im avinenu onu bonu, if we could, let's say, committed a sin, then you should help us out because you know why we're fasting. Usually, because something occurred, a yisara. So we're asking Hashem to take care of us. Mikve Yisrael, Moshiach beisara, the hope of the Eden. You'll help us out in that sara. Lamatia ki geir ba'aretz. Why should we live like a geir in our own land? Lamatia ki ish. Why should we be like a person that nidam? That's all lost. Ki giber la yuchol lo hishia. Like a strong man that cannot be helped. So this is the bracha they would say by mincha. Rashi. All other mincha they would not do because they get drunk. So what would they say then? And then the Gemara finishes. On Ne'ila, now we're saying Ne'ila Yom Kippur. The truth of the matter is, but every major tainis they used to say a fifth Ne'ila because Ne'ila is a chag to ask for. Anyhow, but there's a general question: what would they say then? What other bracha would they say to thank the Birchas Kohanim? Yeah, Ne'ila Yom Kippur. What would they say? Amar Ma'azut Ramla Masita. They would say the following: would say Hine Kain, Hine Kechein Yevoidech Yishebenj. Gever, a person in Hashem, those who fear Hashem. Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, the Eibishter bench of Yerushalayim, Urei Betu Yerushalayim, 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 Kol Yemecheyecha, all your days. And the greatest bracha is, Urei Bonim Livanecha, you should see children to your children, Shalom Al Yisrael. That's the greatest bracha. Urei Bonim Livanecha, Shalom Al Yisrael, you should see children to your children. So all of these psukim they would say to say thank you to the Kainim. Heichen Amram, we exactly do the same Bichas Kainim. There's three brachas between each bracha. Rashi says, "Amar b'haskodas Hashem." Whenever it says Hashem's name, Okay, we'll stop here. It goes on further. Shabbos.